for Prep Football Talk, presented by Freeman Webb, live from the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studios. Celebrating its 10th season, Prep Football Talk shines a spotlight on high school football throughout Middle Tennessee every Saturday morning. Prep Football Talk is brought to you by the U.S. Army, Erie Force Acura, Tim Leeper Roofing, Valentino's Restaurante, Goggin Gold Hall, the Nashville Scene, and Sam's Sports Grill and Sam's Place. Now, here are the hosts of Prep Football Talk, Coach Bubba Spears, Craig Ladd, and Greg Pogue.
Good Saturday morning to you. Hope you're having a good weekend. Hope you're staying dry. Week 5, Prep Football in the books. Welcome in. Prep Football Talk presented by Freeman Webb, Coach Bubba Spears, Craig Ladd, Greg Pogue producing today, CJ Akay. He is, we are, and all of us is. There he is over there in the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studios. Gentlemen, Week 5, it's not technically halfway. I guess if you've played 5 games of 10, yeah, but an 11-week season, but we're through Week 5.
Yeah, and it was a mixed night last night. A lot of people got some rain, some people didn't, so the weather played a factor last night in some ball games.
It was a little sticky last night compared to the previous Friday night where it was really nice. Had a few cramps at the ball game I was at, Forest and Summertown, but otherwise the rain stayed away until right after the ball game was over.
Well, here's what we're doing this morning. In just a few moments, we'll go through the U.S. Army scoreboard. Last week's Tim Leeper Mid-State Player of the Week, Green Hill running back Brax Lambert. His coach Josh Crouch will join us. And we'll be naming this week 5 Tim Leeper Mid-State Player of the Week in just a few moments. And then at the bottom of the hour, our Gary Force Acura legend. Well, maybe not a legend, but it's certainly what they've gone through in Waverly, wanting to have Waverly coach Randall Bolden. That's where we start the U.S. Army scoreboard. Thursday night, White House 36, Waverly 34, over 6,000 in attendance. And tip of the hat to the Titans, just turning over the keys to the castle of Nissan Stadium for Waverly and White House. Just a great atmosphere, good football game.
Well, what a treat, too, to have Mike Keith and Coach Mack do the game for you on on another radio station.
The Titans Network.
Yeah, the Titans Network. There you go. What a treat for those kids to have that done, too. Kudos to the Titans for doing that. And what a special night for those kids.
I'll tell you what, guys. White House did something. I just can't remember if I've heard of this in my 40-some-odd years of coaching. They scored their touchdown 60 yards out.
All of them.
Wow. And that's, I mean, you know, that's big plays right there now.
All 60-plus. Wow. Yeah. Anyway, so that was Thursday night. Let's get to last night. Smyrna 42-6 at Antioch. Pope John Paul II, Pope John Paul Prep now here. Chattanooga Baylor 42-21 winner down in Chattanooga. Beach 40-7 over Clarksville.
Beach is Patrick Hill had 142 yards on 15 carries and 2 scores. Andrew Page had 136 yards and 2 TDs. Also 2 catches for 29 yards and a score to lead Beach in their 40-7 win.
Davidson Academy goes to BGA. BGA wins it. Your alma mater, Craig, 45-30.
Wildcats running back Sean Williams rushes for 205 yards and 2 rushing touchdowns. Also has 2 receiving touchdowns in the victory for the Wildcats. Davidson Academy running back Devontae Phillips rushes for 106 yards in the score. The loss by Davidson Academy breaks a 28-game winning streak.
Wow. Stewart's Creek down in Rutherford County, 45-35 winner at Blackman.
Stewart's Creek, Gabe Walker, 225 yards and 4 touchdowns and a 52-yard touchdown reception. Teammate Cage Hoover passed for 130 yards and also for 2 touchdowns.
Ravenwood at Brentwood, the Battle of the Woods, 21-16 Ravenwood.
FSU commit quarterback Chris Parsons passed for 134 yards and a TD. Russell rushed for 37 yards and a score for the Raptors. Bruins running back Scott Collins had 105 yards rushing and a score.
Cane Ridge 42-7 over Laverne. Cannon County blanks Lookout Valley 39-0. 41-6 Fairview at Cheatham County. Henry County wins 48-0 at Clarksville Northwest. Columbia 31-7 over Nolensville. DCA a 52-14 winner at Columbia Academy.
DCA quarterback Bradford Gaines, 8 of 12 through the air for 203 yards and 4 touchdowns. Wide receiver Dayton Snead had 7 of those catches for 202 yards and all 4 touchdowns.
Warren County 21-14 at Cookeville. Cornersville 21-0 over Collinwood. CPA beat Good Pasture 49-10. Tullahoma 49-10 at Creekwood. DeKalb County 35-10 over Cumberland County. East Hickman 53-27 over Adamsville. East Nashville blank Jackson County 58-0. Innsworth, a good win here over MUS at home, 40-7.
Innsworth improves their record to 4-1. Levi Moore, another good night, 18 of 27 for 287 yards and 3 touchdowns. Jacob Page caught 5 passes for 145 yards and a touchdown. Shamar Porter had 88 yards on 4 catches and also a score.
Forest 33-7 over Summertown, Craig, the game you called.
Absolutely.
As the voice of the Rockets.
Thank you very much, Gregory. Wingback McAllister Wilson had 4 carries for 66 yards, including a 53-yard touchdown run. Rockets outrushed Summertown 268 yards to 60. Forest also had 16 unanswered points in the third quarter that really blew that game open.
Lipscomb Academy 45-7 at FRA. Page 32-15 at Franklin County. Franklin Grace beat visiting Mount Juliet Christian 40-6. Kings Academy 28-21 at Friendship Christian. Hendersonville 41-7 at Gallatin. Giles County 57-8 Community. East Robertson 21-0 at Harpeth. Green Hill, we're going to have Brax Lamberth and the coach Josh Crouch here on in just a few moments, but Green Hill comes from behind and wins at Hillsboro, 21-20.
Speaking of Brax Lambert, hey, he ran for 100 yards last night and a touchdown on 24 carries, and quarterback Kay Mahoney, 10 of 20, 107 yards, and ran for 58 more yards and a score last night in a big win at Green Hills, 21-20 over Hillsboro.
Scored to pull within one, and I think with 18 seconds to go on the fourth down play, and then went for two to win it. Marshall County 55-0 at Hillwood. Huntington 54-0 at Houston County. Independence 38-7 over Franklin.
Indy quarterback Joseph Cummings passes for 277 yards and 3 touchdowns. Running back Trey Harwell rushes for 168 yards and a couple of scores. The Admirals were led by Bryce Sparks, who rushed for 107 yards.
Clay County 20-6 at Joe Burns. Lebanon 28-14 over Coffee County. Mankin County blank Livingston Academy 36-0. Stratford 41-18 at Maplewood. NBA, Father Ryan, NBA wins it 10-7.
NBA's quarterback Marcel Reed, 6 of 16 for 120 yards, and he also ran for a score. Clavin Ritchie caught 3 passes for 91 yards. To lead the Big Red. Ryan's Matthew Derrick was 8 of 21 for 167 yards and a score.
Middle Tennessee Christian 28-11 over Trinity Christian. McGavick beat Dixon County 12-7. Montgomery Central 63-0 over Glencliff. Fayetteville 52-31 at Moore County. Nashville Christian 47-14 over Clarksville Academy. North Green 38-14 over Red Bowling Springs. Oakland just all over Siegel. 49-7.
Yeah, Oakland scored on 7 of their 8 possessions, rolling to get their Region 4 6A win. Georgia commit Jordan James had 121 yards on 10 rushes for 3 touchdowns, and Miami commit Isaiah Horton had 7 catches for 75 yards and a score.
I know we're going to talk about it later, but Thursday night, game just added, Lipscomb Academy at Oakland. Put that one on your calendar. Pearl Cone blank Lawrence County 48-0. Portland 21-20 over Clarksville Northeast. Cascade 21-14 at Richland. Riverdale blanks Rockville 33-0. Monterey 43-14 over Rockwood. Rossview 25-6 over West Creek. Walker Valley over in Cleveland 19-13 win at Smith County. Lincoln County 21-20 over Spring Hill. Springfield blanks Kenwood 47-7. Gordonsville 21-7 over Stewart County. Summit 36-0 over Centennial. And I dare say Destin Wade is out there doing something, right?
Absolutely. Kentucky commit Spartans quarterback Destin Wade passed for 117 yards and a touchdown. Also rushed for 109 yards and a score.
Upperman 27-9 over Stone Memorial. Trousdale County 16-7 at Westmoreland. Mount Juliet 44-32 at White County. White House Heritage 42-16 over Sycamore. Watertown 38-8 at Whites Creek. Wilson Central 49-20 over visiting Hunter's Lane and York Institute up on the plateau beat Oneida 21-10. And one game today, Mount Pleasant is at Loretto. Okay, time to name our Week 5 Tim Leeper Mid-State Player of the Week nominees. Bubba?
Well, I think I'm going with the Riverdale quarterback.
Jameson Holcomb.
Yes,
he had, son of Kelly.
Yes, yes. Had a good night last night. He was threw for 172 yards, four touchdowns, all in a span of 6 minutes to keep the Riverdale Warriors undefeated at 5-0.
Craig?
I'm going with BGA running back Sean Williams. 14 carries for 205 yards and two scores. Also caught receiving two more touchdowns for BGA as a Wildcat snap Davidson Academy's 28-game winning streak.
Lipscomb quarterback Luther Richeson last night, 20 of 21, 221 yards. He is 75 of 86 on the season, 87%, 954 yards and 13 touchdowns. He will be a future Mid-State Player of the Week. I'll just go ahead and say that right now, especially if they go down and beat Oakland. But I'm going to go with BGA running back Sean Williams. The 14 carries, 205 yards, four touchdowns, right?
So yes, four touchdowns.
So we'll be heading out to deliver a commemorative plaque to Sean and Coach Rodriguez out there this week, and we'll have him on next Saturday as well. All right, let's take a break. Coming up, we will be talking to our Week 4 Mid-State Player of the Week, Tim Leeper, Mid-State Player of the Week, Green Hill running back Brax Lambert, his coach Josh Crouch, coming up next right here. Prep Football Talk, presented by Freeman Webb.
All five Middle Tennessee locations of Sam's Place and Sam's Sports Grill are open for dine-in service plus takeout and curbside pickup as well. That's right. You can dine in or out at our locations in Bellmead, Murfreesboro, Hendersonville, Old Hickory, and our newest location at Nipper's Corner. At the hours Monday through Friday from 3 to 7 featuring half-price beer. From scratch kitchen items made fresh daily, Sam's Place and Sam's Sports Grill are the best eats and the best seats for every game. For more information, visit samsportsgrill.com.
With more than 15,000 apartments, you know that Freeman Webb apartment communities must be managed with expertise by professionals who care about the quality of your residence with upkeep, cleanliness, and safety. Each community enjoys caring on-site property managers in constant communication with the home office. 7 days a week, round-the-clock emergency service, ongoing preventative maintenance, timely response to residents' requests. You'll find each of these well-managed apartments offers a unique style that makes it not just a place to live, but a place you comfortably can call home. For more information, visit FreemanWebb.com. That's FreemanWebb.com.
Hello, this is Greg Pogue. The first time I met Tim Leeper, owner of Tim Leeper Roofing, I didn't know I needed a roof on my home, but I recalled meeting Tim as a huge supporter of Hope Hines' annual charity golf tournament, and upon further research at TimLeeperRoofing.com, that his long-based Mid-State company was a former recipient of Roofing Contractor of the Year in Tennessee. Now in these trying times, we all should seek a comfort level personally and professionally. So if you have roofing issues, either residential or commercial, I recommend Tim Leeper Roofing. Please give them a visit at Tim Leeper Roofing.
Looking for a challenge? Push yourself further. It begins when you enlist as a soldier in the U.S. Army. You'll be trained in one of more than 150 career fields, and you can even earn money for college and even a cash bonus if you qualify. To find out more, visit your local Army recruiter at 1715 Old Fort Parkway in Murfreesboro or at one of our other Middle Tennessee locations. You can also log on to GoArmy.com. They're strong, and then there's Army Strong. Paid for by the United States Army.
When we think of summer, we think of this.
They won virtually everything in their path.
This.
The checkered flag is out and the win goes to Acura.
And some of this.
Acura wins! What a performance!
Get some wins of your own on our entire lineup at the Acura Summer Performance Event. Because every Acura was designed with the knowledge gained from the track. Acura, precision crafted performance.
Visit Gary Force Acura today for exceptional offers on the RDX. Since 1991, Valentino's Ristorante in Nashville has shared its passion for all things delicioso. Bold flavors, fresh ingredients, fine wines, and lighthearted laughter. Valentino's is quiet and romantic. Featuring Nashville's most engaging and sophisticated menu Italiano, it's all under one roof, located at 1808 Hayes Street in Midtown. Lunch weekdays and dinner each night, starting at 5. For an experience of Italy and Music City at its grandest, it has to be Valentino's Ristorante.
If you're looking to turn the corner in 2021 in a new job with a family-owned business that believes the best way to serve customers is by taking care of its employees first, let me tell you about Goggin Cold Haul. Goggin Cold Haul operates within a 500-mile radius of its Smyrna base and seeks professional drivers to join its team with a $1,000 sign-on bonus. There's weekly home time with no Northeast travel and no touch freight with our late model Freightliner and Kenworth trucks. A new beginning awaits you in 2021 at Goggin Cold Haul, the coldest team in town.
Get all your NASCAR news every weekday right here on The Final Lap. Hey, it's Kerry Murphy, and Martin Truex Jr. launches himself into the next round of the playoffs with his win at Richmond, third in the last five races. Up next, beaten and banging short track style from Bristol Motor Speedway. So grab all the latest NASCAR news, race recaps, driver interviews, stats, and info every single weekday right here.
Hi, this is Rusty Wallace, NASCAR champion, and you're listening to The Final Lap with Kerry Murphy.
We are doing video now. Check us out at youtube.com/TheFinalLap. Like, subscribe, and hit the bell.
Pep Football Talk presented by Freeman Webb, Coach Bubba Spears, Craig Ladd, Greg Pogue here in the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studios time. Well, we just named our Week 5 Tim Leeper Mid-State Player of the Week, and we'll introduce our Week 4 and his coach in just a moment, but all of our Tim Leeper Player of the Week winners are provided a really sharp plaque from Amplify Awards and Gifting, 1113 Murfreesboro Road, Suite 412 in Franklin, open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., 615-794-8479, or the website amplifyawards.com. From custom awards to custom gifts, gold record awards, engraving, name tags, fantasy football awards, and just really happy with what they have done with us and the plaque we're presenting all of our Mid-State Players of the Week, Tim Leeper, as well. Amplify Awards and Gifting, they say our company's slogan is "Your people matter, we'll help you prove it." Craig, do the honors.
Well, our player of the week is Brax Lamberth, running back, 5'10", 170, a sophomore at Green Hill. Last night, he led his team to a 21-20 win at Hillsboro, rushed for 100 yards and a score. A couple of weeks ago in the Hawks' 28-14 win over Columbia, rushed for 193 yards and two scores on 30 carries. His best night overall was their win over Kenwood. He rushed for 259 yards and three scores on the season, has rushed for 698 yards, six scores, and averaging over 6 yards per carry.
All right, let's bring in on the F&M Bank phone line Coach Josh Crouch. Good morning, Coach. How you doing?
Great. How are y'all, guys?
Good. Good seeing you again. Brax, what's up, man?
Hey, how's it going?
Doing all right. We'll start with you, Coach. Good win last night. I guess what, by the hair of your chinny chin chin, you scored late, went for two, and got that win on the road at Hillsboro. So good win last night.
Awesome region win. Puts us 2-0 and in the driver's seat, trying to make playoffs. And that's our team goal right now, is just trying to make playoffs and being the first year that we can ever compete for that. I think that was a huge goal for us, and one step closer to that. So we're super excited for to be able to walk out of Green Hills with a victory there and come back home 2-0.
Brax, Craig Ladd, congratulations on your award. As Coach said, big win last night. You rushed for 100 yards, and you've had an outstanding season so far this year. What has contributed to that?
Yes, sir. Thank you. I'm really thankful for my teammates and my coaches. I couldn't have asked for a better team. And my line, my line's been really blocking great for me. Like, my center, Tyson King, left guard, Colin Jarrell, right guard, Jaren Tatum, left tackle, DJ Hyde, right tackle, Evan Nelson. I'm really thankful for them.
Yeah, you better get their names in there, right?
Smart guy.
Yeah, I was told we better talk about the linemen, son. This is Bubba Spears. I talked to your line coach, and he said, hey, the line's doing a good job. He really loves it up there, coach, and y'all seem like y'all got them rolling now. That great facility up there when we came up there to shoot the pitcher Tuesday.
Yes, sir.
Well, Coach, talk about building a program. Bubba, you started East Nashville's program. From the ground up, you've taken it there. And just talk about building a program, like I said, from the ground up, Coach.
Yeah, you know, takes a lot of grunt work to get things up and rolling, start a new community. I lean heavily on some people that have done it before in the past, have called Called Coach Hester at Ravenwood, called Coach Rice, leaned on Coach Rice a ton at Rockvale now. Some people that have done it before in the past, and just Coach Alexander, who was my college coach at Cumberland, helped get Wilson Central up and rolling. So I've really just kind of, you know, called them, and people have been in those situations before, and kind of picked their brains a little bit about some things that they've found successful, and some things that, you know, didn't work so well. So thankful to have those relationships with mentors of mine to be able to call and see some things that we can do and try to start a community up in at Green Hill. And, you know, our biggest thing right now is just building the footprint of who we are and building our community and our culture the way that, you know, people are going to see who we are as a program and hopefully respect for many years to come.
Hey, Coach Bubba Spears, tell us a little bit. You know, we've talked about having Brax and alignment and everything, but, you know, you had to get together pretty quick. You had to come up with your coaching staff. Tell us a little bit about your coaching staff.
Offense coordinator Ben Kuhn he's the associate head coach too. One of the first hires that we made whenever we got the school building up and running was, you know, for me, whenever I'd been thinking and dreaming about this job for a long time, and I said the first person that I would hire is a really good offensive line coach and really good strength coordinator, and really felt like Ben Kuhn, he knocks that all those off the out of the park, and he was one of the first ones that came on board. And we've leaned on him heavily. And Coach Juby was with us last year, came with us from Antioch, and then we added Coach Baskin from McGavick, who, you know, we talk about offensive line wise and knowing that position in and out. And I think the reason why Brax and Nico and that running back group is so well coached by Coach Jones, who came from Fayetteware, but Coach Baskins and Coach Kuhn being able to work with the offensive line and have rules and have a little bit of a menu of if and end statements that, you know, if you get a 5, you do this, you get a 4, you do this, you get a 3, you do this. And being able to build that up in the offensive line is so important. And then we had a coach Job this year coaching our wide receivers as is a young coach that really loves his players, and those are things that you can't take for granted. And then we go down the defense side of the ball. Coach Childress was with us last year, NFL pro vet, great man. And Coach Sellers came over, was with offense last year. Has been at DCA for a while. The Lebanon family, really big Wilson County ties, and is a really good friend of mine. He was my closest of friends whenever we first got it going, and actually I had to beg him to come over and be a part of us and be a part of the program because I knew who he was and what he stood for. And then we added Coach Long from Siegel as our co-defense coordinator with Coach Sellers and Coach Jenkins, who played at Cumberland a couple years after I played, and always try to go back over there and see the alma mater, and knew him from a player and interviewed him and was thankful to bring him along as the DB's guy right now.
Our Tim Leeper Mid-State Player of the Week for Week 4, Brax Lamberth, running back at Green Hills, Coach Josh Crouch. Brax, I understand that you know where to find the weight room. I heard that you lead the team in push-ups. Is that right? Are you the number one guy on push-ups over there?
Yes, sir, I am.
Why the emphasis on that? Not just push-ups, but just the workout.
You know, working out has always been something I've always enjoyed doing, and it's a kind of a good stress reliever, I would say. And so, I it's pretty much it. I just enjoy working out, and yeah.
Well, I mean, and go ahead, Coach.
I was about to say, you know, giving him the ball 30 times a game, 35 times a game, is a direct reflection of that, and knowing who he is in the weight room and him having the stature to be able to do that is exactly the reason why he's in the weight room so well. and bust his tail in there. So that's that. We knew what Braxton's going to be able to do this year, but you know, we've seen it in the offseason, and that's a testament to who he is as a kid and a player.
Brax, you guys 4-1. You got to like that after that opening season loss to Siegel. You've rattled off four straight. Talk about the improvement since that first game of the year.
You know, we started off slow against the Siegel game, but I feel like as the games went on, we've come together more as a team and worked together better.
And Dwayne, I mean, you mentioned Dwayne Alexander, Coach. I don't know if I'm going to allow that on the radio show here anymore. Dwayne's a good guy, a good friend, and he's got his hands full up at UT today with Tennessee Tech as well. You played at Smyrna. You went to Smyrna High School, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And you were a wide receiver there?
Played wide receiver, played safety.
Yeah, who threw you the ball?
Sonny Gray. That's my claim to fame. Right now, that's my claim to fame. I caught some routes from it. And I played beside Rod Wilkes, who was
absolutely
not bad himself either. You know.
Well, you know, Coach, one great thing that you got to look forward to, you have Brax for two more years. I mean, and providing injury, you know, that's looking good at the running back corps for y'all up there at Green Hill.
Love Brax. He knows this. I tell him all the time. He's our leader. We go as he goes. And great kid, and not only a good football player, but somebody that you know we look for. It's somebody you want your son to be one day. So what having him for another year, building that relationship a little bit farther, and seeing him grow into a young man is going to be fun the next 2 years.
Brax, also heard you're not on social media. If that's the truth, God bless you. you're not out. You're not out there on social media. Tell me why not.
You know, I feel like a lot of it has to do with drama and stuff. I try to stay away from it.
I love him already, Coach.
Hey, he got an Instagram though. Don't let him fool
you.
I got an Instagram a few weeks ago.
Well, guys, congratulations. Just what you've done in a short period of time, 2-0 in the region this season, a big win last night. Brax, thank you. It was good to meet you guys over at the school. The school is just amazing.
Beautiful.
First time I'd been to Green Hill High School right there in, northeast Mount Juliet, just over the Davidson County line. And good luck the rest of the season. Go Hawks, okay?
Thanks, guys. Hey, if y'all got time, come by. We'll get you a T-shirt and let's see a game.
All right.
I'm going to take you up on that, Coach.
Yes, sir. Come on by.
All right.
All right. Thank you. Thanks, Coach. Thanks, Brax.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
I mean, they've won 8 of the last 10 games.
Yeah.
And this is the first year in the second season of playing football. They're 2-0 in the region already.
And 4-1 overall.
The game they lost, guys, they had a bad snap on a punt.
Yeah.
And it led to the touchdown, you know. And that was a difference in the win.
Yeah, fine young man, he's not one that's going to impress you when he walks off the bus. You know, the one of those that beat you when you walk off the bus. But he puts up yard, gets the ball 30 something times a game. All right, we're going to take a break, and coming up after it, a bit of a departure with our Gary Force Acura Legend of the Week. What Waverly has been through, Humphreys County, certainly, and Coach Randall Bolden, everything that's happened over at Waverly, we wanted to have him, and everything they've been through, and then the game Thursday night. I know we would have wanted to come out with that with a win, but what a great evening over at Nissan Stadium. We'll take a break, be back with that in just a moment.
Locations of Sam's Place and Sam's Sports Grill are open for dine-in service plus takeout and curbside pickup as well. That's right. You can dine in or out at our locations in Bellmead, Murfreesboro, Hendersonville, Old Hickory, and our newest location at Nipper's Corner. At the hours Monday through Friday from 3 to 7, featuring half-price beer. From scratch kitchen items made fresh daily, Sam's Place and Sam's Sports Grill are the best eats and the best seats for every game. For more information, visit samsportsgrill.com.
When we think of summer, we think of this.
They won virtually everything in their path.
This.
The checkered flag is out and the win goes to Acura.
And some of this.
Acura wins. What a performance.
Get some wins of your own on our entire lineup at the Acura Summer Performance Event, because every Acura was designed with the knowledge gained from the track. Acura, precision crafted performance.
Visit Gary Force Acura today for exceptional offers on the RDX.
With more than 15,000 apartments, you know that Freeman Webb apartment communities must be managed with expertise by professionals who care about the quality of your residence with upkeep, cleanliness, and safety. Each community enjoys caring on-site property managers in constant communication with the home office. 7 day a week, round-the-clock emergency service, ongoing preventative maintenance, timely response to residents' requests. You'll find each of these well-managed apartments offers a unique style that makes it not just a place to live, but a place you comfortably can call home. For more information, visit FreemanWeb.com. That's FreemanWeb.com.
Looking for a challenge? Push yourself further. It begins when you enlist as a soldier in the U.S. Army. You'll be trained in one of more than 150 career fields, and you can even earn money for college and even a cash bonus if you qualify. To find out more, visit your local Army recruiter at 1715 Old Fort Parkway in Murfreesboro or at one of our other Middle Tennessee locations. You can also log on to GoArmy.com. They're strong, and then there's Army Strong. Paid for by the United States Army.
Hello, this is Greg Pogue. The first time I met Tim Leeper, owner of Tim Leeper Roofing, I didn't know I needed a roof on my home, but I recalled meeting Tim as a huge supporter of Hope Hines' annual charity golf tournament, and upon further research at timleeperroofing.com, that his long-based mid-state company was a former recipient of Roofing Contractor of the Year in Tennessee. Now in these trying times, we all should seek a comfort level personally and professionally. So if you have roofing issues, either residential or commercial, I recommend Tim Leeper Roofing. Please give them a visit at TimLeeperRoofing.com.
Since 1991, Valentino's Ristorante in Nashville has shared its passion for all things delicioso. Bold flavors, fresh ingredients, fine wines, and lighthearted laughter. Valentino's is quiet and romantic. Featuring Nashville's most engaging and sophisticated menu Italiano, it's all under one roof, located at 1808 Hayes Street in Midtown. Lunch weekdays and dinner each night, starting at 5. For an experience of Italy and Music City at its grandest, it has to be Valentino's Ristorante. If you're looking to turn the corner in 2021 in a new job with a family-owned business that believes the best way to serve customers is by taking care of its employees first, let me tell you about Goggin Cold Haul. Goggin Cold Haul operates within a 500-mile radius of its Smyrna base and seeks professional drivers to join its team with a $1,000 sign-on bonus. There's weekly home time with no northeast travel and no-touch freight with our late-model Freightliner and Kenworth trucks. A new beginning awaits you in 2021 at Goggin Cold Haul, the coldest team in town.
It's the NFL on Sports USA, and we're in the Windy City as the Chicago Bears defend their home turf against the Cincinnati Bengals. The Bengals bring Joe Burrow and a trio of targets in Higgins, Boyd, and Chase.
Ball's caught inside the five. Touchdown, Cincinnati!
The Bears have Andy Dalton facing his old team and Khalil Mack bringing the heat on defense. It's the Bengals at the Bears, this Sunday on Sports USA.
Pre-game coverage starts at 11:30 live on Nashville Sports Radio WNSR.
Prep Football Talk presented by Freeman Webb, Coach Bubba Spears, Craig Ladd, Greg Pogue, CJ Ake, producing right here in the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center studios. Our Gary Force Acura Legend of the Week, for everything that Waverly, Humphreys counties, just the decimation of the awful flooding and just the outreach, and certainly the game Thursday night at Nissan Stadium. We wanted to have Waverly coach Randall Bolden in this spot. Coach, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Morning, guys. Thanks for having me.
Well, I know you wanted to get that win Thursday night, but what a just everything that went into Thursday night, the game with White House, over 6,000 at Nissan Stadium. The Titans pretty much gave the keys to the castle. The radio crew, Mike Keith and the gang doing the radio big time. What a special evening. What was that all about for you?
It was a special night. I was glad that our kids got to experience it. You know, obviously the outcome didn't come like we wanted it to, but it's an experience that our kids will carry with them for the rest of their life.
Coach, with all the flooding and everything, people don't understand, you know, you still have went on and you've practiced and you've prepared to play, and that's pretty tough with some of these kids and the families losing everything that they've got.
Yes, absolutely. We had a couple of families that were directly affected by the floods, so it's been good for them to get back out and get their minds off everything that's going on, and I think that's pretty much for our entire community. You know, We're in the rebuild process. We're trying to get things back to normal. It's going to be a long process, but, you know, football kind of gives us an outlet to get away.
Coach Bolden, I know many mid-state and beyond schools have provided aid, equipment, et cetera, to you. And I guess it shows a lot about the fellowship between you coaches. On Friday nights, everybody wants to win the ball game. But after that, it's just a big fellowship. You're a big special group.
Yes, absolutely. And I think, you know, coaches in general across the state and I guess across the country, you know, it's a tight-knit group. So, you know, we always try to give back and try to help one another. So that was no different in this situation. Almost immediately, as soon as the flood happened, I started receiving phone calls and texts with people across the state and the country wanting to help.
Waverly Coach Randall Bolden, talk about that day with, I think, 17 inches in a state record in a 24-hour period. Just, you know, what it was like, what you went through. And I know we had you on the John Burton and Greg Polk show on Tuesday, and you were worried about one of your coaches there for a while.
Yeah, so, you know, we play a game Friday night, and then we Saturday morning is usually when the kids and the coaches kind of come in. We get the kids treatment if they need ice baths and things of that nature. So, you know, Saturday morning was no different. We knew it was raining, but we didn't think anything like this would happen. We wake up early, about 7 o'clock, and I'm trying to get into the field house, and I can't. There's water over the road, so I have to go a different direction. Actually, end up going into a different county to get back to Humphreys County. And then get to the field house, and, you know, we see the water. It's up really high, so we couldn't get to the field house. We had to park on the Highway 70, and we saw one of our assistant coaches' trucks being washed to the softball field, so we thought he was in there. So we just meet another assistant coach. We take off. We, you know, wade the waters, try to get to the field house, avoid the current. We finally get in there, and thank goodness he had already gotten out. We didn't know that at the time. The cell phone service was down, so there was no communication. But fortunately for us, he was able to get out as the floodwaters started rising.
Coach, this is Bubba Spears. Tell us now, you know, everybody's trying to build back up from the flood. How are you doing practice and school and everything there? Because I know your locker room was hit awful hard and your field was also.
Yes, the field, you know, all of our sports facilities, softball field, baseball field, football field, and field house. Was all hit pretty hard. Currently, we are practicing at a Dixie League football field in New Johnsonville, which is a little city that's just right next to ours. And then, obviously, you know, we got all of our football games on the road this year.
I was just about to ask that, Coach, if you were going to be on the road, if it were any plans to have any games a little closer to Waverly.
The plan right now is just, it was the easiest avenue for us was, you know, just go on the road this year. Hopefully we get our football facility fixed before next year. And hopefully all these road games we're taking this year will turn around and be home games next year.
Randall Bolden with us, Waverly Coach, with that. What do you need? What do you need right now?
You know, guys, I think our short-term needs are met. You know, through the Titans and collaboration with other programs across the state and country, we were able to outfit our kids, so we're good for the season on equipment. What we're focusing on now is obviously, you know, finishing our season out and trying to make the playoffs to make a run. But outside of that, long term, you know, we're looking at refixing our facilities. I think this flood is going to turn our school into a 6-12 school. So now we're going to have junior high on our facilities. So we've got a lot of stuff to do to try to get it corrected and fixed and right. It's going to be a long process, but that's the one we're currently starting to take.
They don't teach all that in coaching school, do they?
Unfortunately, not. You got to learn this as you go.
Well, I'll tell you what, Coach. One thing that we all find out as coaches, you know, that's why Tennessee is called a volunteer state. You'll have so many people that they step up when you need it the most, and that's what I'm proud to say about living in the state of Tennessee. You know, there's always people stepping up and helping one another out.
No, absolutely. And like I said, as soon as the floods hit, you know, there's people coming to help, people from, you know, out of county, out of this area, out of the state. There's people from Louisiana, Texas, you know, Alabama. There was people from all over the Southeast that were here willing to help, you know, within hours of it happening.
Coach, you, your staff, your players, I commend all of you in such a difficult time that you're able to still focus on football, focus on the goal. I know your goal is to win a state championship, and I know how difficult that must be because I know, you and your staff and the players had were directly affected by this in many, many ways.
Yes, it's been a process, just trying to stay focused. But, I think the way that I've tried to build this program and our program up is, through all the adversity we're facing, we can use that as a positive. Learning how to get through that, learning how to focus day in and day out on your job and what you're supposed to do every single day, and once we get to practice and then games, just focusing on every rep. Every rep has a life of itself. Just focus on that one rep, try to win that rep, and everything else kind of takes care of itself.
Waverly Coach Randall Bolden with us. Going back to the game Thursday night, I was watching some of the local footage on the local TVs, and a lady was interviewed, and she was grinning into ear to ear, and she said, I've lived in Tennessee my whole life. I've never been to Nissan Stadium. I've always seen it on TV. And so I would say of those 6,000-plus people there, probably 75% had never even been in that stadium.
Yeah, I said there was probably a large portion of them. So it was great that they got to experience that.
Yeah, and just yourself coaching out there, what did that feel like?
Just another day, really. I try to stay focused. Now, obviously, before the game, you walk out there, you see the stadium. It didn't really sink in. You're just kind of enjoying it, and then. But once the game started, it's almost like we're playing in the backyard.
You didn't start. Didn't start acting like Mike Vrabel.
No, I don't think so.
Well, Coach, thank you for joining us. And again, what you and your staff and your players and families and that community, it's ongoing prayers and thoughts and. I'll just tell you, I don't know what I can do, but if you need any help, you know where to find us. And I know the outreach for Waverly football and all of Humphreys counties. I know the charity was the United Way of Humphreys County from the football game the other night. Donations could be made that way. So keep fighting the fight, Coach. We appreciate you joining us this morning.
Hey, thanks, guys. Thanks for having us on.
All right. Waverly football coach Randall Bolden. That morning, that day later on, was worried about one of his own staffers. And it was what, chest high water?
Yeah. I'm not comparing this. I went through 2010.
Yeah.
The 2010 flood affected me. I didn't have any flood damage, but I had got to a point where I was really trapped, couldn't get out or anything. And then. Saw the devastation, and when I was living in Bellevue, of all the things that happened, and I can't imagine it. It's nowhere near what has happened in Waverly, and those guys, him, his staff, and those players, they have really fought the fight. You got to be pulling for them.
Yeah.
Love nothing more to see those guys in the state championship.
Well, as coaches, we always tell our kids, tough times don't last. Tough people do.
Absolutely.
And I'm telling you this, there's some tough people down there in Waverly. And like you said, in 2010, I was coaching it at Hillwood, and it affected us, some of our kids. But our kids wanted to get out and help those that needed help. And that's why, again, Tennessee is the volunteer state. But it's nothing like what Waverly's going through.
No, and again, kudos to the Titans and
right.
Everything they've provided them that – behind the scenes that we don't even know about. So, and certainly what a neat, just give them, like I said, Keith said it this way, keys to the castle, come play the game. And the Mike Keith and Coach Mack and all of them, they did it like it was certainly a Titans game, and it was a really nice evening. And yep. So just our continued thoughts and prayers for the people over in Humphreys County. We'll take a break. Week 6 games to watch coming up next.
If you're looking to turn the corner in 2021 in a new job with a family-owned business that believes the best way to serve customers is by taking care of its employees first, let me tell you about Goggin Cold Haul. Goggin Cold Haul operates within a 500-mile radius of its Smyrna base and seeks professional drivers to join its team with a $1,000 sign-on bonus. There's weekly home time with no northeast travel and no touch freight with our late model Freightliner and Kenworth trucks. A new beginning awaits you in 2021 at Goggin Cold Haul, the coldest team in town.
Hello, this is Greg Pogue. The first time I met Tim Leeper, owner of Tim Leeper Roofing, I didn't know I needed a roof on my home, but I recalled meeting Tim as a huge supporter of Hope Hines' annual charity golf tournament, and upon further research at timleeperroofing.com, that his long-based Mid-State company was a former recipient of Roofing Contractor of the Year in Tennessee. Now in these trying times, we all should seek a comfort level personally and professionally. So if you have roofing issues, either residential or commercial, I recommend Tim Leeper Roofing. Please give them a visit at Tim Leeper Roofing.
With more than 15,000 apartments, you know that Freeman Webb apartment communities must be managed with expertise by professionals who care about the quality of your residence with upkeep, cleanliness, and safety. Each community enjoys caring on-site property managers in constant communication with the home office. 7 day a week, round-the-clock emergency service, ongoing preventative maintenance, timely response to residents' requests. You'll find each of these well-managed apartments offers a unique style that makes it not just a place to live, but a place you comfortably can call home. For more information, visit FreemanWeb.com. That's FreemanWeb.com.
Since 1991, Valentino's Restaurante in Nashville has shared its passion for all things delicioso. Bold flavors, fresh ingredients, fine wines, and lighthearted laughter. Valentino's is quiet and romantic. Featuring Nashville's most engaging and sophisticated menu Italiano, it's all under one roof, located at 1808 Hayes Street in Midtown. Lunch weekdays and dinner each night, starting at 5. For an experience of Italy and Music City at its grandest, it has to be Valentino's Restaurante.
Looking for a challenge? Push yourself further. It begins when you enlist as a soldier in the U.S. Army. You'll be trained in one of more than 150 career fields. And you can even earn money for college and even a cash bonus if you qualify. To find out more, visit your local Army recruiter at 1715 Old Fort Parkway in Murfreesboro or at one of our other Middle Tennessee locations. You can also log on to GoArmy.com. There's strong, and then there's Army Strong. Paid for by the United States Army.
When we think of summer, we think of this.
They won virtually everything in their path.
This.
The checkered flag is out and the win goes to Acura.
And some of this.
Acura wins! What a performance!
Get some wins of your own on our entire lineup at the Acura Summer Performance Event. Because every Acura was designed with the knowledge gained from the track. Acura, precision crafted performance.
Visit Gary Force Acura today for exceptional offers on the RDX.
All five Middle Tennessee locations of Sam's Place and Sam's Sports Grill are open for dine-in service plus takeout and curbside pickup as well. That's right. You can dine in or out at our locations in Bellmead, Murfreesboro, Hendersonville, Old Hickory, and our newest location at Nipper's Corner. Happy hours Monday through Friday from 3 to 7 featuring half-price beer from scratch kitchen items made fresh daily. Sam's Place and Sam's Sports Grill are the best eats and the best seats for every game. For more information, visit samsportsgrill.com. The George Blaster Show.
It's great. You finally landed in a place where you're going to thrive with the greatest people on sports radio, pretty much.
Weekdays starting at 2.
It's sports talk the way it should be.
The George Blaster Show.
Man, it's great to have you back, my friend.
The George Blaster Show.
This isn't going to be that much better now with George on afternoons, man. I can't wait, man.
George Blaster. Weekdays starting at 2 on WNSR Nashville Sports Radio.
Prep Football Talk presented by Freeman Webb. Week 6 games to watch, and you won't find a bigger one than Thursday night. Lipscomb Academy at Oakland, a game that just has come about here in the last couple weeks.
Absolutely. Thursday night matchup. This will be the first meeting between these two schools that, as you said, Greg, came about as a result of both teams having games canceled and both having byes in week 6. We're the beneficiary of that. The Mustangs are undefeated, 5-0 after knocking off FRA, 45-7 last night. Feature one of the top quarterbacks in Mid-State, Luther Richardson. He's completed 75 of 86 passes for an 87.2 completion percentage, hard to believe, for 954 yards, 13 touchdowns. Last night, 20 of 21. So it actually went up after last night's game, if you guys can believe that. Patriots played its first game since August the 28th last night, knocking off Siegel 49-7, dupped its record also to 5-0. But two of those wins have been via COVID and also a forfeit. Georgia commit Jordan James has rushed for 368 yards and 5 scores this season. Oakland has outscored its opponents 122-27.
Should be a good one. Pearl Cone at Tullahoma. Firebirds on the road.
Yeah, this is going to be a good one, too. Both teams entered the Region 4A battle undefeated, with Pearl Cone being 5-0 and Tullahoma 4-0. Pearl Cone upped its record to 5-0, knocking off Region 4 Lawrence County 48-0. The Firebirds are led by dynamic athlete Barion Brown and running back Jalen Robinson from the Firebirds leads the rushing attack. And I'm going to tell you what, guys. Tullahoma is 4-0 after defeating Creekwood 40-10. The Wildcats are led by quarterback Ryan Scott, who has completed 75% of his passes, 46 of 61 for 877 yards and 6 scores this season. Keyshawn Cummins paces the rushing attack with 270 yards for 10.8 yards per carry. Firebirds lead the all-time series, 4 wins in the 4 games, but I think you can throw this away. This is a different Tullahoma and Pearl Cone football team.
Over in Wilson County, Wilson Central at Mount Juliet.
Wilson Central's been one of the surprises so far this season. They're 4-1 after last night's region win against Hunter's Lane, 49-20. Wildcats are led offensively by running back Blake Hobbs, who posted 3 touchdowns in last night's win. The Wilson Central defense has been very, very tough this year. They've only allowed 13 points per game. Mount Juliet comes in undefeated. They knocked off White County 44-32. The Golden Bears have outscored their opponents 202-79 for an average margin of victory of 24 points. Quarterback Steven Swoner passed for 263 yards, 4 touchdowns last night in the victory over White County. This will be the 21st meeting between these two schools, with the Golden Bears winning 15 of the 20 games, including 12 in a row.
Battleground Academy at Pope John Paul II. Once again, our Tim Leeper Mid-State Player of the Week for Week 5 was BGA running back Sean Williams. BGA at Pope John Paul II.
This will be the first meeting, guys, believe it or not, with these two schools since 2014. BGA leads the all-time series 15-5, having won 7 of the last 8 games played. The Wildcats are 3-2 after defeating Davidson Academy 45-30 last night. Running back Sean Williams leads the team in rushing with 665 yards and 9 touchdowns, while quarterback Brett Brown has also enjoyed a stellar campaign, passing for over 781 yards and 10 scores. Pope John Paul Prep suffered its first setback of the season at Baylor last night, 42-21. The Knights are averaging 38 points per game and an outstanding quarterback in Kenny Minchie. The talented junior has passed for 782 yards and 15 touchdowns with no interceptions going into the Baylor game. Running back Elijah Robb has rushed for 446 yards this season, averaging over 100 yards per game through week 4.
Beach at Summit.
Buccaneers are 3-1 after last night's win over Clarksville. Beach is led by dual quarterbacks and sophomores Jackson Ford and Brian Rager. Ford has passed for 290 yards, while Rager has added another 196 through the air through week 4. Summit continues to roll. Spartans blanked Centennial last night 39-0 to run its record to 5-0. Quarterback Kentucky commit Destin Wade has been really unstoppable this season. He's rushed for already over 1,000 yards, 1,036 yards, and 16 touchdowns. Twin brother, outside linebacker Keaton, also a Kentucky commit, leads the team in tackles with 26, including 5.5 for loss going into last night's game. This will be the first regular season meeting between these two schools. They have butted heads 3 times in the playoffs, with Summit winning last season and Beach in 2017 and 2018.
Yeah, and just looking around the Mid-State, Brentwood Academy at Montgomery Bell Academy, big rivalry game there. Independence heading to East Nashville, Ravenwood at Hendersonville, Smith County at Trousdale County, and Giles County at Page High School. But a lot of eyes are going to be on Lipscomb Academy at Oakland Thursday night, with this game, like was just said, just added a few weeks ago, and just a lot of D1 talent out there.
Yeah, I tell you what, guys, this week, this upcoming week is going to be really good. That Pearl Cone Tullahoma game is, yep, it's going to be, whoever wins that is really probably going to be the winner of that region. That also features Marshall County, which only has one loss, that being to Tullahoma.
And also BGA. Again, we will be getting out to BGA and presenting the plaque, the Week 5 Tim Leeper Mid-State Player of the Week plaque to Battleground Academy running back Sean Williams. He had 14 carries, 205 yards, and four touchdowns, two rushing and two, receiving. Probably.
Yes, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, so. That was a big win for BGA last night.
Yep.
Now, you know, Davidson Academy moved up from Division II, 1A to AA. Their first loss of the last 28 games.
Yep.
Well, that's going to wrap it up. Prep Football Talk presented by Freeman Webb for CJ Akay, Craig Ladd, Bubba Spears, Greg Pogue. Everybody, have a great rest of your day, and thank you for listening.